One of the great things that the white world does not know, but I think I do know, is that black people are just like everybody else. Everybody knows, no matter what they do not know, that they wouldn't like to be a black man in this country.
What are you without racism? Are you any good? Are you still strong? You still smart? You still like yourself?
I want to live like you. This country is mine too. I paid as much for it as you.
Would you consider yourself a flashy dude?
Maybe before, but not as much.
Just remember, people that know you are going to see this.
I know. So, I calm down.
Yo,
a lot.
Yeah.
I used to be like that, but it's not that serious anymore.
Yo, that was a huge part of like why I actually wanted to sit down, because I was like, man, like I was wondering, because I was like, man, the last time, you know, when you got here, and I was like, yo, when was the last time we saw each other? Mm-hmm. And I was like, when was the last time we spoke? And then I was just like, do you remember the last episode we actually recorded?
Yes.
It was at my apartment, my old apartment. And I think it was like right before I moved out.
Yeah.
I had
Bulls jacket on. I still got the picture.
I took all the stuff from my bedroom out because I like the lighting and that.
Yeah.
And I set it up right in the corner. Yeah. Do you remember what we talked about?
We were talking about a lot of stuff.
You remember the theme of it though?
I don't remember. Refresh my. I can't.
Yo, the theme of it. I'm a jog your memory. Right. The theme of it was the five stages of friendship.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was like the five stages of friendship, and I ran off the five stages of friendship, and then I asked both of y'all. Mm-hmm. I said, "Yo, what stage do you think we're at?" Each one of you.
That'd be good to watch.
And I remember being like, I knew where I thought you and I were, but I wanted to see like if both of y'all like would match
it up.
And what he said, I was like, yo, yeah, I concur with that. Right. And then with you, it was a notch below.
Oh, what? Wow.
It was a notch below. That's but crazy. You know, and that's the thing, because I was like, yo, like, me, you, and him like knew each other at like pretty much the same time.
Yeah. Yep.
But then I was like, yo, what stopped you and I from going to the next stage of like our friendship? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And for me, like, here's the thing. I've always like, yo, you've known me, what, 10 years?
A while. It's probably been longer than that.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
Probably yo, closer to that. Like 15, 16. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy.
It's been a minute.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah,
it's been
13 basically. 13. I started Butler in like 2011, 2012.
Yeah. Would you say I've changed? Like, I know we haven't like hung out like that.
Right. Nah, you've always been. I feel like you've always been the way you've been.
What were the things that I did? I was like.
Like, I feel like you're really like. Like, if you feel strongly about something, you're going to let somebody know about it.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you are. You're not going to like just like keep quiet about it. Like, most people. Or might, you know, tiptoe around and stuff. But I feel like you would dress stuff like that. So,
yeah. Yo.
That's the first thing I really noticed, because just in, you know, in the environment we was working in.
Yeah.
Some of the people play around with you, and sometimes you got to be like, yo, we're not going to do this. And I seen you do that. I'm like, all right.
Yo, bro, I can't hold my tongue, man. I just thought it was like a dope moment for us to like capture. However, whatever our friendship comes from, like out of this,
right.
Kind of like looking back and reminiscing as we already did about some of it, but also thinking about like, yo, what happens? Because oftentimes things happen between men, but black men especially,
right?
Yo, that never get talked about.
It's true.
In our families and like, never mind like friendships,
right.
where you feel like. Oh, I don't owe this person nobody. Like, that's not my kinfolk. Like, I don't, the heck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So for me, I was like, man, I was like thinking about that, because I was like thinking about why we stopped talking. And I was like, man, I'm like, how do we address this situation without talking about, you know, protect the innocent
kind of a
thing. You know what I'm saying? Because we never talked about it, bro.
To me, it wasn't nothing.
Yeah,
I'm like, And
that's what I realized after too.
Yeah, like to me, I understood how you felt, but I didn't know why. So sometimes when you don't know the why behind something, it's like it ain't gonna mean nothing to you until you know the why. So I didn't really understand the why. So I was just like, but at the same time, I'm like, that's my man. I don't even care. Like even if he is heated at me, we ain't never had no. So I was like, oh,
yeah, we never did.
Nah. So I'm just like, that's how I took it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got brothers and stuff. We beef all the time. We might not talk to each other for like 2 days, 3 days, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, what up? Like, you good? All right, good. Like,
what up, brother?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, my bad.
Are you caught on? Yeah, I was gonna say that, but that was your actual brother. Yeah. Right. But I'm like, okay.
But you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but here's the thing. I always said it like this, right? Like, I could be dating somebody, and she could get into a beef with my mom. Like, they could get into an argument.
Okay.
Their relationship is going to be affected the rest of like the times that they know each other.
Yeah.
Me and my mom could get into the biggest beef like ever, but we're going to be good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So with like family, like with brothers and stuff, especially you and your brothers, like you guys are close and everything. Yep. So it's like, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's different. Like, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it was just like, man, like I never got a chance to like express how I felt about that afterwards, because you know what is funny too, because even me talking about that episode that I recorded, which another exercise, but when we were talking about the stages of friendship, when I asked like, yo, why haven't we progressed to like to this one, and I remember the person in question came up during that episode. You don't even remember that.
See,
and this is the thing too, because things affect us in different ways.
Right.
Where like, yo, you might have got bullied when you were like 10 years old, and you might hang on to it forever.
Right.
That happened to me like 2-3 years back. I saw somebody that when I was like 11 years old, right? It was at the park, like where everybody played ball at. And I tried to get bullied twice. Mm. And it was funny too, because it was like, it was an older brother of like people that like, we were in the same clique.
Oh, that's crazy.
But that's how it goes, right? Right. And a lot of it, you know, like, yo, they're testing your heart.
Yeah, they just see.
Like, they want to see how, if you got hard or not. And for me, I always had a temper. Like, I was old, like, when I was, I was a loose cannon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Back in them days when I was at just playing ball. So this dude tried to like, just, you know, test my heart in front of everybody.
Yep.
And I remember flipping, bro. And he was like older than me, bigger than me, like a good size too, but I didn't care, bro. And I held on to that. Yo, when I saw him probably 3-4 years ago, I said something to him.
About it.
And he was like the neighborhood bully. His whole family was. And he saw me and he's talking to me and he looked like, it's like that Pac line, oh, you a Muslim now. No more dope games. It's like, he looking at me, like, he talking to me like, yo, you saw me. He's like, good. Will, how you doing? And I said, yo, remember that? Remember that day at Paint Park, bro? I was like, but that's the thing. These things that happened in our childhood, and I'm going to read something afterwards. Okay. But I was like, yo, these things that happened in our childhoods, these things that we'll have an experience with something that will mean something completely different to me, where like to you, you didn't even notice it.
Right.
And that's what that day was. I was like, man, like I was like, you didn't even realize that like she came up during the episode.
Damn, that's crazy.
Because I remember you asked about her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I had a segment where it was like, yo, like open up your Instagram and the first top five people you scroll by, like use one word to describe them.
Okay.
And I remember she came up, and which was like crazy. I remember being like, "Yo, it's," I was like, "Man, complicated." And then
that's
what I'm saying.
That's crazy. Yeah, I didn't even catch that at all.
Yo, after everything that happened afterwards, I was like, "Damn!" I was like, "Yo, you know the whole thing for me, it was like this, right? With age and perspective and." Therapy, and I mean therapy like professionally, but also like the women in my life, man. Mostly like, you know what I'm saying? Because a couple dudes here and there that like have given me good advice, but advice that you get from women, it was just different. Like, you know, like, yeah, this is care. Stuff yeah, even back then. Like, you knew I was, we always stay mostly with women and stuff like that. But, you know, to always look at things from like a one, not taking it personally in a certain way, but two, just be like, yo, like, the perspective of like the other side is what is what I've gained with age.
Yeah, same.
You know, so even things like that, it forced me to kind of like look at it from a different perspective, where it's like, okay, he might have not even like, he might have like, you know.
Yeah, it was like I said, if you don't, if you really don't understand why somebody's acting the way, or if, and like you said, you know. We wasn't really talking. It wasn't like we was talking about it. So it's just like, and I would think that person wouldn't do something like that. You get what I'm saying?
That's how I felt about you, bro.
Okay.
Yo, but that was the main thing. And this is the thing too, where it was just like, with certain people where it was just like, yo, you know, I never kept a lot of people around me like that. Cause I always had people like that would do something. I'm just like, man, I can't.
I got you.
Yo, I'm big on standards and principles. And that was the thing that, like, we would always, like, yo, if we could see, we don't have to see eye to eye in a lot of stuff.
Right.
But there were certain things like morals and principles and, like, standards. Mm-hmm. I was like, yo, me and Tone are here.
Right.
And I was like, I always saw it as, like, one of the through lines that, like, what made us friends.
Fact.
And so when that happened, it was just like, back in the day, it was like I was less forgiving with certain things.
I understand
that. It was like if I felt like you did something egregious, it was just like, man. And also, I was in a tough spot. Mm-hmm. I was in a tough spot. You know why? Because you know the saying, like, don't make her fall in love if you can't catch her?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You heard some version of that.
Yeah.
Like, I heard that, like, way back in the day, but, like, it's things that, like, you don't really know how to apply.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
I was like, well, you know, I was like, why do I keep having these same issues? But I'm so honest with them. I tell them, like,
But and then
somebody being like, yo, bro, it don't matter.
Right,
like, what matters is your actions.
Yeah, that's it.
And pay attention to what they're doing. Like, if they care about you enough, it's like they're going to want to be around you no matter what.
Facts.
So with her, it was like nothing came of it.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of like long lasting and everything, but it was like still somebody that I cared about profoundly.
Gotcha.
So then it was just like, man, I was in a position where like I wanted to be like, yo, man, you and Tom ain't gonna work. Like, it ain't going nowhere. But if I say something in that moment, I'm a hater. You get what I'm saying? So I was like,
see me, just how I see it at that point. How me and you was rocking, I would have rather you just said it to me, and I'd have been like, oh. And even when you did, I was like, we chilled, but then after that, I was just like, I'm good. Like, I could talk to a million other. I don't need to do it. And that's what I was like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I didn't even tell you I was doing all that or nothing like that. But
that was the part that caught me off guard, because I was like, damn, like, I was like, dude, don't remember that I was like, that I was like, yo, it's complicated. And he was like this, like, yo, got it.
Right.
Because I'm like, if you tell me a girl is just like, yo, absolutely. It's complicated. Mm-hmm. And you like, I'm like, bro, she off.
Right, good. You're right.
It was just like, and it was, you know what it is? You know what's the word? Codes.
Okay.
It's just codes, like man code.
Right.
No. Right?
Yep.
Man code could be like super, like, you know, not good, toxic in a certain way. But there's certain man codes. That's, just like, nah, you follow that.
It's logic. Yeah.
And there's different levels of it too, because this dude's like street dudes that like talk about codes, but they don't follow it.
Right.
So that's what it was. It was like, yo, the codes, man. Yeah. Like, where I felt like, damn, I was like, yo, Tone broke this code that I like. Mm. I thought we both followed.
Got you.
So
got
then
you.
For me, it was just like, and then me being like, damn, if I come off like a certain way, I'm gonna look like a player hater, and I wasn't sure which way to go.
Right.
And I was hurt, man. See, even when she presented it to me, I was like, damn.
Okay, so she said,
like,
she said
beforehand, bro.
That's crazy.
Beforehand, like, and I was just more like, you know, you gonna do this to me? Like, you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't that. It was just on some, like,
I know what you mean.
It was more so like, bro, like this.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the, it's the little Uzi vert. This ain't what you want.
Yeah.
I was like, this ain't what you want. But I had to let it play out.
Again,
and everything now, how I look at it, it's like, yo, everything that happened needed to happen in that way, because that's how I look at things. Like, even when how much they hurt at a certain time.
Right.
But now I'm like, yo, thank you, God.
Right.
I'm like, thank you, God. Like, I learned so much from that. Mm-hmm. And even I feel like where we are now, like, it taught me so much. But, like, even how I'm able to communicate to you, that was a major part of my growth. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
You wouldn't do that before. You're saying you wouldn't do that before.
Nah, bro. Like, yo. And I was leaving, like, you know, with every episode, I'm like, yo, why is this important? And, like, what will people get out of it? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yo, it's important because so many things go unsaid.
Right.
Sure. So many relationships are left to, like, the wayside, and so many things go unsaid. And for me, it was just important to, and it was important to, like, because, yo, you asked me, you're like, yo, am I meeting you there? Mm-hmm. I could have rolled up with you.
Yeah.
But I purposely said, yeah, meet me there, mm-hmm. because some of the banter that we would have had in the car, wanted to have it here. Gotcha, like, even, you know, if there's a moment of, like, awkwardness and, like, in the beginning, whatever, like, yo, just let it ride out. Yeah, and then y'all find y'all way. Mm-hmm. That's what time and healing has given me, where, like, I can sit in the awkwardness more. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where before, you know, a lot of people,
a little bit.
Yo, there's a lot, they fill up any silence with laughter.
Right.
Or something. Mm-hmm. Or it's like, yo, you want to smoke? You want to go drink? Mm-mm. You want to go? Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
we can just chill.
Like, especially two dudes, like, yo, you're not saying nothing. We just here? You just looking at me?
What we doing?
I sent her this meme that my boy sent me.
That's hilarious.
It was like different, how many different ways when black dudes say, what's up? How many things it can mean? It's like, yo. So he's in the store. He's about to, like, pay for something. And a dude looks at him and says, yo, what's up? And he's like, what's up? So, yo, it was just so many, like, iterations of what's up, that, like, dude took off, like, his hoodie, or, yo, he was ready to scrap. Yeah. And the dude was like, nah, I'm just saying, like, what's up? What's up? And he was like, oh, all right. Like, and then he was like, yo, because, you know, dude say what's up. But it was like, yo, it's that, bro. Yeah. It's like, it's just how many levels of, like, yo, black culture is so dope, but it's also so nuanced, and it can be, it's beautiful, but it's like, it's also tragic in the same time.
I mean, so sometimes I just don't like always putting it on, like, black culture, because there's people like that everywhere.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying in America, no matter where you come from,
right,
there's a certain energy that black has in America that nowhere else has.
True.
So you always, like, with the history of black people in this country, no matter where you come from, you're black here, and you're still seen through the gaze of slavery.
Yeah, yeah.
In a certain, like, in Jim Crow and everything that happens. Right. So that's what I mean about, like, you know, if we're sitting in Ghana or Nigeria or Cape Verde or wherever, like, right now, and we talking about black people and we talking about the black experience, like, that's completely different.
You're right.
But us being in America, it's like,
this is what it is.
Yeah. Yep. But that was the only, I know you have more to say to that, but
I'm just saying, like, with that is just, I feel like a lot of people are like that, you know, and every time I think about it, I'm like, I just don't like when they just put that all on black people, because there's white people like that. There's African people like
that. Of course.
There's Spanish people like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yo, of course, man. But, like, yo, black is just, black is beautiful, but black is, like, tragically complex, bro. Mm-hmm. Because even within our communities, like what was Thug Life, like the hate you gave little F's everybody. Mm. Like, remember? So it was like, yo, the hate that Black people were given to them, and how like the whole system was made for them to like hate themselves, that like that still persists today.
People would meet me, and the only way they would know I was Nigerian is because of my name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I have an older brother and an older sister. They were born in Nigeria. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was the first born.
Which one of your brothers was born there?
My oldest brother. My older brother and my oldest sister.
The tallest. He's tall, right?
He's the, you know, you came to this party. It's 40th.
Yeah.
Him, my older brother, my older sister, they were born there. But I was born here. So when I was born, my parents named me Tomi. They gave me an African name. So, yeah. But if you know all my brothers and sisters' names, they're all American names.
Yeah.
My older brother is Chris. I have a sister, Josephine. It goes me, Tomi, African name. Then I got a brother Charles, a brother Mike,
and
a brother Sam. You know what I'm saying? But I realized that they did that because I was the first born here in America. So I kept a little. So maybe that's why I feel like that.
Your name Tomi. What's your name?
Yeah, hey.
My name Tomi.
You know what I mean? So maybe that's why I feel like that a little bit. But I feel like my parents always kept, like, my culture was African.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like, absolutely.
The outside was the outside, but.
Yeah, I remember when me and my brother came and we started like learning English, and we're at the table, and like, and you know, you're like, oh man, like you start, you know, we're like speaking English, and I remember my pa's like, we call him Joe Jackson, growing up. So he's like, yo, I think he like probably banged on it, like, you know what I'm saying, hit the thing. And he's like, yo, he's like, at this table, you speak. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you speak our language.
Oh, wow.
And I remember, like, we were like, yo, we have dog dude was, like, bugged out. We're like, yo.
Why are you tripping?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, but it was just another trip. But it was just like, damn, like, dude, you can't have one day. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't, you know, at that time, I didn't appreciate it. Mm. Like, where he was coming from. Mm-hmm. But now, me being able to, like, speak four languages and understand some Italian and some French and, you know, being able to like listen to all these like different, like, it just opens up my world in a different way.
Facts.
Where there are a lot of people that come here and just lose their culture, and that, like, you have that thing too, where it's just like, you know, you know it's funny too, because even with what Q said, it's just like, you know, you know Black Americans that go back certain generations, the only ones that like chose not to come here, but then you had people that came here, and for them to assimilate into America, they like gave up their culture. They're like, nah, you don't speak English. Right. And it's and an accent is frowned upon until you lose it.
Right.
And then eventually you lose it. You know? So one of the hottest commodities is people seeking culture. People seeking like community, that is. So it's like, yo, who can I be around and stuff like that? I've listened to so many podcasts about the epidemic of like loneliness. Mm. And they were like, yo, especially like with 11, 12, 13, 15 year old, like in that range, yo, it's like, think about how many, maybe even your daughter, like how much time, screen time does she have? Mm. Like, yo, that's going to be the generation of like, we're really going to get to see, because they're born, they know more about a screen than some like 40, 50 year olds.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So it's like, man, it's really important as much as we can to take people away from the screen. And a lot of these, you've come to how many events that are like I threw and everything. But it's like, it was just that. And I realized how many even back then were like social experiments. Mm. And then as time went on with Instagram, all of these things, it's like, yo, how often can you get together? Like, how often do you actually hear your people's voice?
Right.
Like that's a social experiment now, because, you know, people are like, yo, I'm talking on the phone, text me. Or like, you know, or a lot of people, you'll DM them and reach them quicker than text message.
Right. Right.
Those are the types of things I used to get mad about, bro.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, bro, you know me. Don't send me a happy birthday through D, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man. It's just like, yo, it's about expression. It's just like, man, how honest are you really being? Each and every day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yo, that's why I wore a do-rag. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Because I wore the do-rag because it was just like, I was thinking about mass, right? What we allow other people to see. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, black women always talk about wearing the bonnet to bed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if you date somebody and the first time they see it, especially somebody that's like, nah, they're like, what is mm-hmm. that? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's about like, yo, like when you get home and you take everything off, mm-hmm. what do you look like? And for me, it was just like, man, like, I was thinking about this one time I was working at Butler mm-hmm. and this dude, I like, we were really close friends, this white dude. And I remember getting off the phone and I was talking to one of my guys and I got off the phone and he was like, I probably understood three words you said.
That's crazy.
And he's like tiptoeing around how to tell me, how can someone so articulate and so intelligent, all these things, speak like that?
That's crazy. That's crazy, man.
But you know that environment.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
She went to school in that environment. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All these things. So it's like, yo.
I did too.
You did too?
I did too.
What was that experience like?
See, I feel like I was a little naive to a lot of stuff, though. Because, like I said, I was kind of like, not. Like, my parents, they had like a, they weren't strict, but they knew what was going on. Like, they was hip, so they didn't let some stuff happen. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So, being in school like that, you just get exposed to stuff that, because, you know, some these kids' parents ain't, they don't care what's going on. Literally, some of them don't care what is going on. Yeah. Like, they can do whatever they want.
Yo, they could be out however
they,
long.
They could do whatever they want. Like, yeah. I'm like, seriously. So, it was a good experience, too, because I feel like just being an athlete, you know, that's why. But there was some stuff I just wasn't, like, you know, I didn't.
Oh,
I
remember the school you went to.
Yeah. I just wasn't, like, I wasn't hip to a lot of, like, I feel like I didn't know a lot about like how people could be like racist, like what they could say, like sneaky, you know, like honestly. My bad.
Microaggression.
Yeah, you know, I just didn't get that at that age. I didn't care enough. You know, I'm like, you got to say something crazy to me for me to think it's. But there was stuff going on that you, like, I say it because I have one of my boys, his mom, and he was black too. One time I forgot what happened. We all got in trouble. And she was like, no. She was like, I'm going to the school. And she was like, oh, you don't even have to tell your parents, talking to me. And I'm like, I'm going to speak for you. And I was like, but I didn't get why she was so mad. You know what I'm saying? But now being, you know, working in corporate and all this stuff, I get why she was so mad.
Yeah.
It was basically like they were saying like we couldn't like braid our hair and stuff like that. And it's like, why?
Mm.
Why can't they braid their hair? Like, if they don't braid their hair, it's going to be out and it's going to look crazy.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's trying to take pictures. So it was something along the lines of that. And she went to the school and tripped. But my, what I noticed about that too was my parents wouldn't do that. My parents wouldn't go to the school and trip out on like the teachers and stuff. They'd be like, oh, no, we don't.
So like, let me ask you, was that parent Black American?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, you already. That's what I was trying to get at too. Because my parents, they're like, oh no, you listen to whatever they say.
My parents too.
You do whatever they say.
What's the difference between?
Yeah, and one day we was in the car because you know we all lived in the same area. I lived in Washington Park, and we all lived like streets away. So my boy's mom was giving us a ride, and we told her what happened or what something happened, and she was like, she stopped like the car, and she like first of all she yelled at us. For even letting it happen. Like, what you mean that happened? And then she was like, I'm going to school tomorrow.
Damn.
And she was like, you don't even got to tell your parents. Don't even worry about it. They don't have to even come up here.
Yeah.
And she went and she did. And she went and talked to him. And it was cool after that. But, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy how that.
The difference.
Yeah, the difference. So.
My parents, I don't think they went to one parent-teacher conference.
Oh, they didn't care about none of that?
It wasn't that, bro. But, like, because... You know, and it's so funny because even when I was like got older, like I felt a certain way when even I like my schools, like you leave and then it's like they would do certain things like my siblings and then my cousins, they all kind of went to the same school. Mm-hmm. sentence, like, y'all doing what now? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where with us, it was just like, yo, we ain't getting nothing.
Oh, they didn't care.
And,
or maybe they didn't know at the time. They didn't know, too.
And that's what it was.
It was young, like, parents, too.
Yeah, that's
in a new country. That's why I give my parents that grace sometimes, too, because I think about back in the day sometimes, like, them not letting us do certain stuff, and I'd be like, because they just didn't know. You know, they didn't, yeah, and they ain't going to let their kid go out and their sign happen, and they like, I ain't know what was going on. You know what I'm saying? So I get it now. But before, I mean, I used to be so tight about that and not understanding. Yeah. Like, damn, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else,
yo, they were too busy working.
Busy too, yeah. They were working. Yep.
2-3 jobs. Mm-hmm. Like,
crazy, man.
So, but then, you know, it's funny too, because every time I bring it up now, like, mm-hmm. my sister's like, oh, here we go again. She rolls her eyes and everything mm-hmm. because, yo, my mom saw me play ball for the first time not that long ago.
Oh, wow.
She saw a video and she said,
oh, for real?
She was like, yo, you're really good. And I was like, yeah, you never been to one of my, you know, went to one of my games. But that was something I was like, it didn't, it's funny too, because when back then, mm-hmm. when I was like playing and everything, mm-hmm. it didn't mean that much to me. Mm-hmm. But then when I got older,
it means.
Yeah, I was like, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, because I put, yo, you remember, it's one of the hood classics, man. Mm-hmm. Like, not Hoop Dreams, mm-hmm. like, but it was Soul in the Hole.
Yeah.
You know Soul in the Hole?
Come on, man.
Bruh.
Same age.
Elma, I want to talk to Elma at some point too. Elma, he worked at the Boys and Girls Club. So mm-hmm. he was the dude that like just kept all of us in check yep. and everything. And I remember at the Boys and Girls Club, I was playing one day and like and I saw that and I was like, yo. And I remember seeing Ed Booger Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Booger.
One of
my favorite basketball players that most people like.
Dang, that's
never crazy. One of my favorite basketball players ever,
that's
bro.
That's a throwback Thursday, huh?
That movie is so sad.
Yeah.
But it's like, how many people do? I had a
stories.
Yo, cool. I had a best friend like that was like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yo, no, I was nice. Like I was nice. Mm-hmm. This dude was like, it was like, yeah, you different.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, when do you practice? But like, dudes are just like, I know you practice. Like, but it's just, he just had natural talent. First year, he played on a varsity team. And I remember at this tournament mm-hmm. when like he became like, dude. And it was the same thing, bro. Like, I remember his pops wasn't in the house. I remember mm-hmm. like when they moved into the neighborhood and his mm-hmm. mom was like, they were Ghanaian. And mm-hmm. his mom was like, yo, can you walk with him to school? Yeah. And he was like this shy little kid. And then by the time he got that little taste of like hood fame, mm-hmm. and I remember his pops passed away and started hanging with the thugs. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we were all hanging with the thugs, yeah. but like he started like doing really, different
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then before you know it was just like boom. And I tried to talk to him as much as I could because mm-hmm. like, yo, this dude definitely could have played like Division One.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows from
what
there.
Happened, yeah.
But it's like, it's that kind of a thing, man. Mm-hmm. Like seeing that and yeah, like, so I wanted him to see me because it was like, man, like I used to go at night to play ball. Like mm-hmm. that was always like summertime, it'd be too hot.
Right.
So I'd go at night and it was these like white boys that lived across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So then I told them about the movie. So they started calling me Booger. You know what I'm saying? They started That's calling hilarious. Me Booger. I was like, yo, thank you. But I was like, right, yeah, you know, I just took it as a compliment. Mm-hmm. But it's like, man, just stuff like that. I just be want to get around people and just be like, yo, whichever way it goes is cool because I just like talking about all these things mm-hmm. is us.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know what it is? It's like talking about certain things that you lived around where like if other people heard it, would they feel like you glorifying it?
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, if my parents found out, like, how many times I went home and mm-hmm. I could have died that day? The times that I knew.
Right, you know.
But then there were times mm-hmm. that I didn't know that my life was in danger.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, my parents don't know that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, that's the thing. It's in the immigrant life, right? Oh. They just want you to go to school, yeah. get a degree. You become an engineer, doctor, yeah. or yeah. whatever. Lawyer, like,
whatever, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, that, like, how many times, like, mm. now, it's like, it's crazy. Yo, it's Good Kid, Mad City. Mm. Just different stages of
yep.
it. From, like, Pawtucket to Compton to Queensbridge to, like, all these different levels of it. But, like, even that, but like when you start healing and you realize like how much all these things affected you
mm.
and it's like, yo, I'm not trying to talk about it to like glorify it. I'm just trying to like be like, yo,
almost,
I went through that. You yeah, were there. Like
process it. Yeah.
Yeah. Processing yeah, it, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To just be like, man, like, that's yo, true. we, that was some real stuff, man.
That's crazy. I was thinking, actually, that's funny that you said it, because I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, because, matter of fact, and I was thinking about it on the way up here, too, because I read something like Gilbert Arenas, you know, his son, nice and bald, 18. He's gone to a car accident. He's in a, like, he's in a coma.
Oh, man.
Crazy, right? So then I'm like, damn, like, I was thinking, like, and I was thinking about this days before, but I was like, damn, how many times, like, when I was younger, did I go out and I was, like you said, I almost got in a car accident, or maybe we did get into a car accident. My parents never knew nothing about it, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, even little bit, like, beefs and all that, you don't know what could have happened, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, a lot goes on, and to make it, like, back home every single time is just, like, a blessing. So I'm just like, you just triggered something in my mind, because me and my brother was talking about this, and was just like, yo, that's crazy, like, you just gotta be thankful that you make it back.
Yeah, man, and that's why, like, you know, I've talked to her, and I keep talking about it, and whichever form it happens, or maybe it's just me sitting down individually with people, but I've talked about, like, this men's group, and a lot of it was that, like, just men processing, and I was, like, trying to figure out how to set it up where it's just like, yo, like, because, you know, we all know, we're all funny, but we have people that are like, yo, their identity is, like, the funny guy. But it was just like, yo, I didn't want to do that and have, like, people show up and, like, yo, like, I'm not, we always going to have a good time. That's how I feel about, like, a lot of my family members.
You want to be more serious.
It's like, we're always going to have a good time together. Mm-hmm. But, like, yo, we have so much trauma between us, things that have happened, but nobody talks about it. But then there's, like, all these beefs and all these things, and people don't talk. And and I want to create something where it's just like, yo, like, just know, like, yeah, we're always going to have moments of levity. But at the same time, like, this is not to, like, just be straight, like, we showing up and talking about Lakers and Cowboys and bashing women and stuff like that. Like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
I don't do, you know, it's funny. I say that. That's one of my, I always tell her, I was like, yo, that's one of my friend Isha. That's one of the greatest compliments I've ever gotten. It was way back in the day. And she was like, yo, out of the blue. She was like, you know what I like about you? She was like, you don't talk bad about women. And I was like, you know, you don't even realize you just living, but, like, when someone points something out to you, you're like, yeah, like, I don't, like, you know what I'm saying? And I was just like, yeah, because, yo, it's hard, like, talking about our communities, it's hard to be yourself, man. You can succumb to that so easily, because it's like the Grease, like, the musical Grease. It's like, you know, all of a sudden you're in a musical about your summer, and did you kiss her? Did you do all of this? But it's like, man, it takes a lot to just be like, nah, like, whatever. Like, yeah. I ain't gonna.
I'm on the other side of that.
I'm gonna talk about it, because we all, you know, they do it too. Right. Maybe more than us, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm dying.
Y'all don't talk. Y'all don't kiss and tell more than us?
I don't think more than y'all.
Nah.
Mm.
Yo.
I have a theory. I feel like the stereotype that women get. Is often misplaced because men talk a lot.
You're right, though. But I think, I honestly think it's even. I think it's even. I just think that when men do it, it's, like, magnified a little. You get it? But it's like, oh, women do always expect it.
Because men do so many.
But men do it, it's like.
Yo, you know why? Because men do so many other things that are egregious.
Yeah.
So then that's another thing that's just another thing that's like,
I get it. But it's magnified. But
yeah.
I don't think it's like, to me, it's even. It's equal. Men equally talk about women bad ways, and women do the same thing. So
I would say it's maybe 52, wherever it's at. But, like,
it's, like, it's right there.
Yeah.
But I definitely do it not all the time, but I do it in, like, a joking way. Like, I like to troll people when I do it, because I just want to see what people have to say about it.
That was one of the things. You know what? I'm gonna close it off with like a series of questions.
Yep.
Because I always approach it where, like, and I like tailor making questions for people, even if I ask something similar to, like, the last one. I don't know if you saw that one, but no, you did. Yeah, you were the first one to. Yeah. You were the first one to hit me up. Like, yo, that was one of the things I wanted to say, too.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, something that I like, hung my hat on when you were, like, even if you're mad at somebody and you get over it and you realize, oh, man, like, how much of it was me, whatever. Mm-hmm. When you realize, like, yo, like, who has this person always been to you?
You're right.
Mm-hmm. And you have always, whether it was like physical events or supporting online, yo, you rank in top five.
That's what's up, man.
Yo, you like for real, like you rank in top five.
Oh my God, man.
And for me, it's important for me to say, yo, but that though, you know why? Because I've talked to Q and so many other people about it, where it's like, I say, if you want to see who somebody is, give them money and give them social media. They'll expose themselves every time.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, when you talk to, like how we talk in person, there's people that you talk with online where you're like, it's different.
It's way different.
You treat me differently.
Yeah.
Right. And that says, it's like, I'm not treating you different. Yeah. But like, there's an energy and then you just match with it. But like, there were people that instantly, when it came to social media, where it was just like, nah, you're treating me differently. And I don't do that. Yeah. Like, there's a 5 to like 20 people range where it's like, all these other people that are followers, we follow, whatever, I don't really know them like that.
Right.
But you can't switch up on me.
Yeah, you can't.
And how I look at it is like, yo, like a like does mean something. You know why? Because it's validation. It's like, yo, she got a business. She put some, and what I look like looking at it and just being like,
and you scrolling by it.
But yo, but there's people that like, yo,
that's crazy, right?
What did Nas say? Jealousy's confused admiration or something like that. And it's like, it's that, bro. There's a lot of people where like you have to, again, when people, that Maya Angelou thing, when people show you who they are, like believe them the first time, and people show you how they feel about you in different ways, where it's just like, if now. The same way I was talking about with that situation with Homegirl, where I was like, damn, if I would have talked about it, I would have looked like I was jealous. Where I was just like, nah, I was just trying to preserve like a situation where like, this is somebody I care about, I care about you. And I mean, if it was something that like I felt like y'all would have ran off and got married, I'm like, yo, blessings. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Thing, right?
But it wasn't even like, it wasn't
that was just an example.
What I'm saying is it wasn't even like that. It didn't even get to,
but
you know what I mean?
But again, for me, and this is what's come with age and dealing with women that I didn't realize earlier on. Your actions mean everything. And it took me a lot of years to realize that. Like a lot of this podcast is about teaching men to be more vulnerable. And it was actions. I was like, oh, my words. It's like, no, bro. Like, what are you doing? And that was the whole thing where like, yo, this was a real friend of mine. You were a real friend of mine, are a real friend of mine. But like at that time, it was just like, yo, I know what she wants. And I know where you were at that time. And I knew you couldn't provide that for her. So it's like, yo, don't make it fall in love. You can't catch her. And at that time, I was still doing some of that like unintentionally because it's always bothered me to like, have people be hurt on my account.
I got you. Yep.
But like, but for me, it was just that. It was just like, man, like
makes sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I said on my end, it wasn't to me. I was like, oh, we're good. I'm like, ain't no beef there.
Yeah, nah. It wasn't that. It was just again for me, you know how like I've approached a lot of things? It was just like I have to be able to trust you across the board. Where it's just like, yo, like, I'd always ask people, like, yo, like, what do I mean to you? I remember asking my therapist, not long, like, maybe 6 months. I was like, yo, what do you think about me? Like, what do you think about this? And she was like, oh, you know, I haven't really given much thought about it. Goes on this, like, monologue for, like, 20 minutes. And
I'm like, she did, though.
And I'm like, that's how you feel about me? You know what I'm saying? Right. But, like, it's like, oh, I haven't put much thought in it. But, like, but I love asking people questions where, like, I love people catching people off guard, like where it's just like, yo, I was going to tell you, like, yo, think of two questions you're going to ask me at random times because I like being thrown off guard because that's when I feel like I'm at my best.
You're going to tell you. Yeah.
When it's just like, oh, 4 seconds on the clock. It's like, let me do my thing. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? But asking people things that like, yo, like you'll be friends. A lot of people will be friends with people like 10 years, 20 years and you won't know how they feel about you.
Right. That's crazy.
And to me, it's like one of the things that like stood out to me when I first saw it was like, yo, don't die wondering. That always like reverberates in my head. It's just like, don't die wondering. So it's like, if I have something to ask you, it's like, I had, you know, it's funny. I had to fight that a lot because that's not what I grew up with. Like, I remember when me, my mom, like our family, that dynamic wasn't to say, I love you. Mm-hmm. We say it now. It's so like people would meet us and be like, yo, there was a time. I remember the first ish times we said it, it was just like, it felt like, cringe. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My pops, I never heard him say it. I don't know if I even heard him say the word love. That's maybe funny. In a song that's or something funny. Like that. But
that's funny.
But yeah, but it's like, man, like...
It's old school.
Yeah, old school. Definitely old school. So for me, getting to a point now, people meet me and they're like, they see you and they're like, yo, this is how you always been and who you are. And it's just like, no, I've worked a lot to be like this, to be like, yo, Tom, like, let's talk about this where like... Anything that could feel like confrontation, people aren't. It's talking like, about, yo, let's go get a beer, man. Right, like, you know what I'm saying? So, I'd rather not. I'd rather like, yo, I'd rather ask you.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, there's a theme. The last episode was it was this Andre 3000 song. It was a skit off of the Love Below album, Where Are My Panties? Where, like, it's Nia Long's voice on there where, like, they're talking about, like, waking up to things. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're dating a girl, and it's, like, things that you think, but, like, it's, like, they're thinking, but it's, like, out loud. And so I was like, man, I'm going to run with that. So this one, do you remember the movie from 2001 called The Brothers?
Yeah.
Wait, who was in it?
Bill Bellamy.
Morris Chestnut. Well, Morris Chestnut was
D.L.
like...
D.L. Hughley. And then Shamar Morris.
Yo, my guy knows culture.
Come on.
My guy. That's for those that don't know, right? So Brothers follows four lifelong African-American male friends as they navigate the complexities of love, sex, friendship, honesty, and commitment. The impending marriage of one of them forces the others to confront their own issues with women and relationships. Each man has his own subplot. A doctor with commitment phobia, a lawyer who swears off black women, a married man struggling with intimacy, and the groom-to-be facing doubts. The film explores their individual journeys and how they bond as brothers helps them through the challenges. Morris Chestnut plays Jackson Smith, the doctor grappling with his fear of commitment. The movie starts with a dream he has where a woman is dressed in a wedding gown with a bouquet of flowers. And then the bouquet of flowers drops. She got a handgun.
Yep.
And it's actually a recurring dream that he has throughout the movie until you see, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
fire.
So he wakes up in a cold sweat. He's led to therapy to try to make sense of his commitment phobia. And there's this girl that I found that she does, I wish I remembered the name of her page, her YouTube page, where she does summaries. Because it's been so long since I watched that movie, but she does summaries of
movies like that.
Black movies especially. And one of the things that she said is like, our upbringing has so much to do with how we show up in relationships, especially romantic. Sometimes the first heartbreak comes from the abandonment or lack of love of a parent. So for me, like even me talking about like, yo, like I'm dealing with these things, me talking to you, talking to her, talking to all these people, I'm still fighting all these things. I'm still fighting traumas from like all different areas, right? And I guess like that's this whole thing, man. And it's just like, and going back to like the Instagram thing, like the like is important because, you know, you can just fall in line and do the cool thing. Like, yo, you've seen like three or four iterations of my Instagram where it was just like, oh, you like this? You like this? This guy 100, 200 like? I bet. And I'll burn it all down and be like, well, let's see if you like this new version of me. Yeah, I've done that like three or four times because I get this thing where I'm like, when things are too kind of like pristine, it bothers me. That's why I wore the do-rag, man. Because it reminded me of dude where like he's like, yo, how can you be so educated and talk like that? And I'm like, bro, like I'm
don't matter what I
know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Fact.
I'm like, yo, that's shy. Because one thing changes everything. If you take a picture neck down, you like, oh, this dude in a Ralph Lauren. You know what I'm saying? But then you put it, it's like, yo, fly guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. Like I was listening to White Saigon before. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, yo, his new tape is so dope. He had this dope line where he said, I was just chilling, but the tennis still dancing. Shay dropped 40. I was courtside handsome. it's like all of this. It's like, man, let's talk about all these things that we grew up on that we love and everything like that. But like in the middle of it, let's talk about how we can be better evolved human beings and men and black men, especially.
Fire.
Do I do anything that pisses you off?
Nah.
I'm better with that now.
I know it's crazy. If you did, me and you probably wouldn't never hung out as much as, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how me and you linked up, it was like, oh, this my guy. I'm good. Like, I don't even have to, like, you know, you it's not a force chilling with you, you know? Sometimes some people, it's like it's too much, you know, or they're not enough.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, when we hang out, it's just, you know what it is. It's smooth vibes. That's
nah,
all.
For sure.
It's always a good
time. And that was the thing. It was always smooth vibes.
Yeah.
Five stages of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Our friendship stayed at the smooth vibes.
Right. It just, right.
Because I was like, yo, why me and dude have this like another level of friendship that you and I didn't get to? And there was something that like we could never break through.
Right. But there was, because nothing ever happened.
Yo,
but
you know what's funny? I never knew where you lived. I've never known where you lived.
You came to my house.
I'm saying I went to a cook, like, that, after.
Oh, but it was, you didn't know I lived there?
Yo. Yeah. Now black people, yo, come to this cookout. I go to the cookout. I know it's your birthday, but I don't know whose house it is. I don't know nothing. It's just like, but it wasn't like, yo. But like, that's the, yo, Tone, but that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
That's the difference where it's like,
because I would always meet you.
Even at the, when I was talking about the loft that I lived at, and I was, and you were like, yo, bro, you were like, and I was like, yo, wait, you've been there. But I was thinking about how long ago that was, and I was like, yo, you were there.
Right.
But you went to how many of my apartments?
Right.
Like, I never knew where you lived.
That's true.
So like, those were things that I was thinking about when we did that episode, that I was like, yo, he knows a bunch of things about me. If he wanted to put a hit out on me, he knows it. He knows where I work. He knows exactly where to send them. He knows where I live, what car I drive. Oh, I know what car you drive too. But it was just like, man, like, you know, for me, it's like, yo, like, I'm big on, yo, I gotta know where we stand.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm wearing gray, but like, yo, the gray area makes me uncomfortable, bro. But like, I gotta know where we stand because, yo, this girl that I was, her and I were friends, like, you know what I'm saying? And we dated afterwards. We tried to date and everything like that. And I remember at one point I asked her, I said, yo, if you start dating somebody, like, where do I stand?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, would you choose me?
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, nah. She was like, I'm, yo, but that's the thing. I was like, I can't even fault you. I'm like, yo, thank you.
That's crazy.
Yo, because my thing is always like, yo, you know me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fiercely loyal. Yeah. That's how I am with friendship, bro. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is like that.
Yeah,
so for me, it's like, yo, Tone, boom. It's like, all right, cool. Like, yo, just somebody we kick it every now and again or whatever. But I like to know where we stand. Mm. So her telling me like, yo, like if I meet somebody that I feel about like that, I'm choosing them. Mm. I'm like, I can't fault you on that. But I'd like to know. There are a lot of people that would wait until that moment.
Happens and then go.
And then feel away about it.
I got you.
I'm not waiting.
Oh, I get it. I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Yep, so for me, where I'm at with people, like especially with men, it's just like, man, like, I just don't have time to waste, bro. Mm. Like, as I get older, I'm like, yo, I just don't want to waste time. It's like, yo, and whatever the relationship is, like, I want to know where it stands.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not to be like, oh, I felt it was this way, this and that. And, you know, you think you and somebody on the same team and then they disappear on you, bro.
I feel it. What I tell people, too, is like, I got family, bro. I got cousins. I got mad cousins. I got brothers. I got enough brothers. So for me, when I'm friends with people, I'm like, I don't really need to be a friend. Like, I got enough people around me that's, I'm really good, so I don't need to be nobody's friend. I choose to be people's friend. For me, that's how I always felt. Like, my friendship is, that's how I'm not, I don't never show nothing else than that. Like, to me, that's how I feel about it. Like, I never I never made no, I don't want people to feel like, oh, well, he don't really care about this friendship like that. It's not that serious to him. I'm like, you should know if I'm coming around you. Rocks with you.
No, it's tough. It's tough. I know.
You know, that mean that, but
I've programmed myself. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
It is tough.
I used to
swear at work.
But yeah, man, like one of the last questions before I end with this rapid fire. How has becoming a father changed you?
Man, crazy. So for me, it's like noticing, like, it's like having somebody that's exactly like you. It's like kind of like what you were talking about with your dad. It's like somebody that's literally just like you. My daughter's like me. Yeah. Like, she makes faces like, you know, like, you remember, I don't know if you remember, I used to pull up like a certain picture of myself all the time. It's like,
what you mean? You still do?
Yeah, I still do it.
Yeah.
And sometimes I put up
that pic, looking to the side like that. Yeah.
Like side eye joint. Yeah. She's taking over. That's her face now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, it's crazy, man. Being in charge, like you're molding something. It's crazy. So, yeah. Especially your daughter too, because you know me, I wasn't even. My daughter was a surprise, so yeah. It was like, yeah, surprise.
A beautiful
surprise. Yeah. But
now you can't imagine your life without her.
Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. She's with my sister right now. She's been there for a week. I'm like, damn. What? Yo, bring my daughter back. Because I wanted her to go. Trust me, I wanted her to go.
To be able to have that tribe. Like, so that's one of the things that I've thought about having kids, like how they wouldn't have that. And I'm like, damn, like, how has it affected like your relationships with women? How you view women, interact with them?
Honestly?
Yeah.
It hasn't. It really hasn't. Like, I'm not, and maybe that's just me not thinking like that purposely.
Yeah.
Could be me, but it really don't. I can't, to me, I can't think about that.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, it'll drive me crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There's some stuff you just can't, like, it's life. Like, stuff's going to happen.
So
I'm like, but I'm not going to actively think about those things. Yeah. If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So for me, I'm like, I know, like, sometimes I do be like, okay, if a dude was to treat my daughter like this, but how would I be reacting? What am I gonna do? Like how?
Mm-hmm.
And I already know it's not gonna be a good reaction.
Yeah.
But then I always think to myself like, damn, all right, so you gotta think about, okay, this is somebody's daughter, this is somebody's brother. I mean, sister.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think about. I always thought about that in my, you know, dealing with women, but still, stuff still happens.
That was one of the questions I couldn't wait to. And that was like the last.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wait to ask you that. Mm-hmm. Having learned in a not so easy way,
mm-hmm.
having learned certain things about who I am through the gaze of my relationships and interactions with women,
mm-hmm.
like once you start realizing certain things, you want that for other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll give you one of the rapid fire questions now. Mm-hmm. What's one word that you're social media followers would probably describe you as?
It's crazy. That's the laugh. It's funny though, because they'll say I'm a hater. Not a hater on people, like I hate women. Yeah, I get that a lot. I get that I hate women a lot. And I'm like, damn. But I'm like, but I hang out with women all the time. That's all I hang out with. Like, truly, that's all I hang out with.
Right. One of my really good friends, it was her birthday yesterday, actually, mm-hmm. when I've talked about this, when she found out, she was like, yeah, finances, mm-hmm. and you got a podcast? She's like, oh, I bet. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then she met me, she was mm-hmm. like, okay, I get it.
You're right.
And it's almost like, yo, how do you change something from the inside out?
Mm.
You know, so for me, it was just like, yo, having somebody, even having a woman present, like the energy that like they emit,
yeah.
Like you're different versus mm-hmm. just me and you being here or having a guy sitting there.
True. Right.
It's completely different. And being around plants, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
Plants almost have like that woman energy, like where like it's common. Like having had that compliment a long time ago about mm-hmm. like, yo, you don't talk about women like that. I think that was something for me where I'm like, yo, are we growing in the same direction?
Mm.
I want people to grow up.
Mm.
And when you start growing up, and that was my whole thing with Drake, and I'm like, yo, like you're not growing, bro.
Mm.
Like you're making the same music, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to play it and everything. But it's the same theme. You 37, 38 talking about you met this girl in this party and you smoking hookah and weed and, and this and that. And she broke it. And you broke her heart or she broke your heart. Girl, how you going to do me like that? Album done. Yo, did I lie?
Nah.
But that's what I'm saying. And that's what I feel about. Because I was going to ask you, because I was like, yo, you're a big Drake fan, but I know you like Kendrick.
I do.
And I know you like Ye. So I was like thinking about, like, I'm like, okay, like.
Where am I at with all
but
that?
Then, and then with women, because I know with the Drake thing, and I saw similarities in some of your output in things that you put on stories. And, and it has that Drake energy. Yeah, and I'm like, bruh, let that energy go, my guy. Like,
So
it's not, if you go back to not talking to me after this.
Nah. I like hearing it because to me, first of all, half of the time.
You're joking.
It's all jokes.
She don't know that.
Yeah, nobody knows that.
She don't know that. If she starts following you, she don't know that, bro.
But then my thing is like, I think people put too much
emphasis
in social media, like all that persona. You get what I'm saying? So like, if I'm doing that, whatever, I could be. You don't know why I'm doing it. I could be doing that to get somebody's attention.
But I think it also,
I could be trolling somebody. You don't know why I'm posting. But when you meet me,
it also reveals a lot of who you are. I do believe that, especially when you consider.
I feel like when you consider yourself a certain character. If you don't use it like that, I don't think so.
Yo, Tone. But like the thing about it is, it's like, man, like. The stuff we put out there, like energy, karma, all of that is real, bro. Yeah. And then dealing with like, you know, all these rappers talk about like, yo, I don't want to have a daughter because of all the things I've done.
That's crazy.
Because of the karma that is probably going to come back to me through my daughter. But it's like, and that's a whole different conversation, but it's like, yo, how do you believe? How do you feel about energy? How do you feel about, you know, karma and stuff like that? But for me, as someone, and I'm not here like, you know, bro, you know, I'm not pandering to nobody, but it's more so just be like, I always, you know, the OGs we talk about, we losing, like talking about community and culture and all of that. We losing more the OG thing.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm your OG and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
But at the same time, like if you see me doing wrong in a certain way, like tell me, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like for me, that was my only thing with you. I was just like, man, this is my guy. But I'm like, and especially now, since like this time that like has elapsed, since like we like, you know, been chilling and everything like that, it was just like, man, like, it was just like, man, like, do you know what that energy is? And you know, because other people that told you like, oh, you come off like, I mean, I'm not going to say misogynist because I don't think that's you, but like,
I'm just more on the man's side than anything. I don't feel that way about social media. You get what I'm saying? Like, I just don't. So me using it and people taking that and thinking something, I really don't. It's like, whatever. Like,
you feel like whatever people see, they should know, like, this is Instagram and it's not real. Don't hold that to.
That's how.
That's tough. These are going to be quick, right? What country would you like to retire in?
Damn.
Stream.
Italy.
What are some of the names of who raised you?
Lola, Mick, Doreen. Yeah, that's it.
Damn, it's going to be a lot of mad people out there.
That'll be
all right. One word to describe yourself as a child and an adult.
Troubles.
For both?
Yeah.
All right. Three albums that changed your life.
Life After Death. Sheesh. Damn. Bro, it's tough. Three albums.
You know you're going to put Take Care in there, bro. Like,
nah, that didn't change my life.
Oh, no?
Oh, I don't know. It's Dark and Hell's Hot.
Because I'm here now, baby.
And, Urban Legend. T.I.
Word. What's your worst financial decision?
Going to college.
All right.
Oh, geez.
What is something you took for granted?
Probably people.
Anyone in particular?
Yeah.
I ain't saying them?
No, nah. She knows.
Floor is yours.
She knows. She knows.
She knows who she is?
She knows who she is.
All right, cool. I already asked you this one, how your social media followers probably see you in one word.
They love
me, though. You said hater, right?
But they love me, though.
Love and hate. Love and hate.
They love me, though.
Give me your ideas on marriage in one word.
It's cool. Cool. It's
cool. Cool.
It's cool.
Cool.
Cool. It's a cool idea. It's a little cool idea.
use one word to describe your current love life.
All over the place. One word. You said one word?
One word.
What's the word?
Scattered?
Yeah.
Scattered?
A little scattered.
All right, cool. Biggest lesson learned from a relationship?
Biggest lesson learned from a relationship. Damn. Let me see.
Too many to choose from?
Yo. a lot of.
Lessons, not relationships.
The biggest one? What did I learn? I don't know if I
learned. They haven't taught you anything?
They ain't take me.
See, this is why we need this men's group, bro.
I teach them.
A quality you most like in a woman?
Mental toughness.
Grit?
Yeah, I need mental toughness, man. I need you to be able to, like...
To deal with you?
Yeah. No, anything. Me, anything. Anything. Anything that comes.
Yo. Do you miss anyone from your past?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Who would you spend your last 24 hours with?
My daughter.
What do you think happens after you die?
I feel like it's just like peace, you know what I mean? World's a little chaotic, so you finally at like peace. It's like, you know, chill. It's like smooth.
Yeah. Who are you?
I am a Nigerian American dad. / account.
What do you want?
To be a good dad.
What is your purpose?
To be a good dad.
What are you grateful for?
My daughter.
Yo, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you too, my G.
Thank you. I recorded on it. Anybody tune in? Is there anybody out there? Hello, TV Land. Thank you for another rocking with us, another episode of Space and Time, and see y'all next time. Peace.